almost 10 minutes left. Yeah. I will keep on going.
15.
Close it down.
Let me just check my schedule. Okay, so any other designated parties can cross-examine Mr. Murphy or anyone else with Mr. Murphy. Mr. Sato, what's that? We'll start with the prosecution team. Mr. Sato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question then. Mr. Murphy, you have now completed the presentation of your information.
I have, Mr. Sato.
Okay, then I move to strike the documents that you submitted that we objected to previously, 1, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 13, 15, 16, I think the chairperson already ruled on 504, 509, and then also on 632, 641, 705, and 785 through 847, because I didn't hear any reference to any of those documents in your testimony or in the arguments that you presented so far.
Mr. Chairman, I would respond that as ordered by the board, we submitted documents both on our own behalf and documents that could be relied on by other parties. I would ask that you not rule on that until such time as those documents may be relied on by other parties.
Okay. We'll allow them to do that.
All right. Thank you.
And then as long as the CSD is not entitled to rely on those documents.
No.
Well, the CSD is not going to be able to rely upon them.
Right.
But others can if they show us what the relevance is and how they're going to rely on them.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Sato?
I do have a question, Mr. Murphy. You have indicated a concern about the date of January 1st, 2008, that has been proposed in the modified cease and desist order. Do you have any information from any representative of the county that they will not, in fact, conduct their benefits assessment approval hearing in December of 2007?
Mr. Sato, my client did meet with the county in the past week. They gave indications that they will be. As you know, let me start by giving a bit of background. As you may know, AB 2701 gives the county the ability to, but not the requirement to, take over the Los Osos wastewater project. In light of that, the county has decided to begin moving forward, but not actively take over the project, or the county has made representations to my client that they will not actively take over the project as of the first of this year, but will instead do so once they find a project to be viable. This is also described in the staff report for December 12th, pardon me, 2 days ago, by the planning department of the county. It's also my contention, Mr. Sato, even if the county were to take over this project on January 1st of 2007, it being a rather large construction project and there being quite a bit of engineering that has to go into a Prop 218 vote before the ballots can be sent out. I think anyone familiar with construction knows that you need to build in a bit of leeway for potential issues that arise with contractors. Therefore, while I don't suggest a date certain, I do suggest that a one-month window in which this very fair safe harbor would disappear could prove ultimately to be an unfair order if issued by, or a non-practical order if issued by the board.
And in terms of the concept of, I think you expressed a concern about the use of the term approval of a benefits assessment, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you aware that in AB 2701, the concept of approval of a benefits assessment is specifically addressed by that legislation?
In what way?
Well, it talks about the approval of a benefits assessment.
Okay. And it merely just says approval?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, it appears that the legislature, as it does from time to time, has not been as clear as they could be. In order to avoid litigation in the future, I would ask merely that this board be more clear than the legislature was.
All right. And then for, just so I understand how we could make it more clear, if we said that if we clarified what approval was in terms of the approval of the 218 vote by the board as it's contemplated, at least as I understand it's contemplated in December, that would alleviate that concern. Would that be correct?
Were you to say, for example, the certification of a Prop 218 vote, then again I would ask that it be moved back to give some leeway for engineering, but certainly that would create or that would solve a problem that we see in the CDO as currently constituted.
Right. I have no further questions.
Okay, do any other designated parties wish to cross-examine the Community Services District? Okay. Ms. McPherson.
I do. I just have a couple of quick questions on that approval of the 218 vote. You testified that that was your understanding that it was December 2007. Is that correct?
No, I was referring to Mr. Sato's report of his of the prosecution staff's discussion with county staff that led them to believe that December of 2007 was when a vote would take place.
And the county control of the project would follow that. Do you have a date when that county control would kick in?
I have no idea. They have the right to take control as of January 1st. I don't know when they will actually do so.
Okay. Would it be, in your opinion, wise to recommend that county control would be the trigger instead of a 218 vote, since the county control is anticipated after the 218 vote and would not be used to coerce a vote, perhaps?
I believe my answer to what you've asked is no, but I would really need to think about it more than I have.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Dugan.
Surprise, surprise. David Dugan, representing Cynthia Coleman. You mentioned the 218 vote. Now, you are aware there is an advisory vote that's supposed to take place?
I am.
And that advisory vote constitute votes of every person within the LOCSD? Every person who is can vote, basically.
I don't know the specifics of the advisory vote off the top of my head.
Or do you know whether that's just within the prohibition zone? Or
I don't know.
Even if there is a 218 vote, whether or not 218 vote is approved, the county still has a due diligence period, according to the chart we saw. Do you remember that chart?
The county does have a due diligence period, of course.
And that could take more than just a couple of months, according to that chart. In fact, it was well into 2008.
That's what the chart said, yes.
Okay, and anywhere along the way, there could be legal challenges against the 218 vote?
As we discussed this morning, there can always be legal challenges, yes.
And individuals, of course, that aren't involved in these legal challenges, it is your understanding that the CDO's penalty, basically the CDO's, may kick in whether or not they are party to these lawsuits?
It's my understanding, based on Section A1, that depending on the term or the meaning of the word approve, anyone involved could lose the safe harbor of Section A1 should the county not be able to approve the benefits assessment by January 1st, 2008. That's my understanding based on my read.
And to take this a little bit further, but within the realm of a 218 vote or a vote of assessment district, between now and when the county decides whether or not they're going to take the project, is there a possibility that someone would try to initiate a sanitation district in lieu of the county taking this project?
I have no idea.
But it's possible that a sanitation district could be formed before the county takes this project.
I don't know the process for forming a sanitation district, so I can't answer that question.
If a sanitation district was formed, how do you expect the process to affect the CDOs?
I honestly don't know.
Thank you.
I haven't thought that out.
Okay, are there any other designated parties that wish to ask Mr. Murphy questions? All right, we will stop today. When we convene in the morning at 8:30, we will consider requests by designated parties other than the CSD to present general evidence relevant to multiple parties. So anyone other than the CSD, this would be general evidence applicable to multiple parties. And I think that effort was offered to, make the use of their 15 minutes a little more specific and allow them to cobble general evidence together to get it before the board in one presentation instead of multiple presentations.
How much time is available for that, Mr. Chair?
I don't have a time for that.
Isn't it the remainder of the CSD's?
They used 15, but that was not time. Mm-hmm. I anticipated coming off of their 1 hour because it's not a request by the CSD. The CSD had its own hour.
My understanding of the interpretation of the footnote was that the CSD was piggybacking, or the designated parties were piggybacking on the CSD's hour with these general comments, and that's what I would urge you to adhere to.
Mm-mm. That's not.
Okay, I'll think about that, but I would like to entertain any requests in the morning from designated parties that wish to present general evidence. We'll see what we've got. I'll make the decision at that point. Okay, have a good evening, and we'll see you at 8:30.